Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we're all guilty of this. Breakfast time, we get up, we rush out to work. Today I drove down to work and bought a coffee.
Yeah, well, that's not breakfast.
But I've started a new regime.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I have my rolled oats every morning now.
Yes, that's good.
And I'm trying to for cholesterol because I found out my cholesterol is very high.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we've got that recipe too for Bircher. You see that Michelle talked about.
That's right.
You can make the night before, put in your fridge, and then have the next day.
Fantastic.
But on today's show, we've got Cherry Dowling, who's the Nutrition Services Manager for Sanitarium. Hi, Cherry.
Hi there.
How do we get a body like Ian Thorpe?
We all want one of those.
Yes, but you're going to be helping us, I guess, and sharing with us some tips and ideas for breakfast over winter, as, you know, we struggle to get out of bed on time and race out to work. So what are some good ideas?
Well, I mean, you raised a good point earlier. I mean, oats, actually, is a great way of actually reducing your cholesterol levels. We know that breakfast eaters as a whole actually have lower cholesterol levels than non-breakfast eaters. So that's a really interesting point to note. So obviously a big advocate of breakfast.
Did you know that, Ben?
I didn't know that. For someone who has hypochondria, I'm writing it down. Yes.
Excellent. I mean, you know, on those mornings when it is cold, it is nice to have something hot to come out, you know, come out of the bed from. Mm. And, you know, hot oats, it's pretty much gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really get much better than hot oats. But there are a couple of other ideas. You know, if you are on the run, you have to be mega organized for this, but, you know, maybe if you are a bit of a baker, maybe bake up a batch of muffins, healthy muffins, and have those ready on call for you running out the door with your with your cup of coffee.
Yeah. It's interesting when you look at cereals and things, though. I mean, you know, the prepackaged stuff. I mean, is it good for you?
There are a number of cereals that, you know, are good for you. Obviously, like I said, oats is the best.
Yeah.
Weet-Bix is really low in fat and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to look at the packet, though, because some of those things that we would assume would be healthy, you know, some of those toasted mueslis can be up there in the fat and the sugar.
Yeah.
So it is important to look at the label and be aware of what you're consuming.
Mm.
And also, one of the things that, you know, you can remember is if you are sensitive to oats, you know, people who have gluten sensitivities often avoid oats, but you can actually swap those oats out for any other grain. So,
yeah,
you know, you can use... You could actually use rice. I've got people that I recommend having, you know, sort of, it's almost like a rice pudding that they have in the morning, or
right,
quinoa or millet, you know. There's all those other grains that you can use.
Hey, listen, thanks, Cherry. That's interesting, and I know, you know, our listeners will be struggling to get out of bed over winter, and it's always good just to get a few tips and ideas. So thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thank you very much for joining us. And, of course, for more details, you can go to mindfood.com, where all that information is sitting.
That's right, and lots more recipes for breakfast and winter.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.